The Variable Man by Philip K. Dick. He fixed things. Clocks, refrigerators, vid senders, and destinies. But he had no business in the future, where the calculators could not handle him. He was Earth's only hope, and its sure failure. Security Commissioner Reinhardt rapidly climbed the front steps and entered the council building. Council guards stepped quickly aside, and he entered the familiar place of great whirring machines. His thin face rapt, eyes alight with emotion, Reinhardt gazed intently up at the central SRB computer, studying its reading. "Straight gain for the last quarter," observed Kaplan, the lab organizer. He grinned proudly, as if personally responsible. "Not bad, Commissioner."
"Catching up to them," Reinhardt retorted, "but too damn slowly. We must finally go over, and soon."
Kaplan was in a talkative mood. "We design new offensive weapons they counter with improved defenses, and nothing is actually made. Continual improvement, but neither we nor Centaurus can stop designing long enough to stabilize for production."
"It will end," Reinhardt stated coldly, "as soon as Terra turns out a weapon for which Centaurus can build no defense."
"Every weapon has a defense. Design and discord. Immediate obsolescence. Nothing lasts long enough to..."
"What we count on is the lag," Reinhardt broke in, annoyed. His hard gray eyes bored into the lab organizer, and Kaplan slunk back. "The time lag between our offensive design and their counter-development. The lag varies." He waved impatiently toward the mass banks of SRB machines. "As you well know."
At this moment, 9:30 a.m., May 7th, 2136, the statistical ratio on the SRB machine stood at 21 to 17 on the Centauran side of the ledger. All facts considered, the odds favored a successful repulsion by Proxima Centaurus of a Terran military attack.